So,
oh boy.
So, yeah, just look at me and forget okay. The camera's here, and we'll have just a chat.
All right.
So, who are you?
So, my name is Young Mi.
Okay.
And I go to the University of Washington, and I'm interning here this summer.
Oh, wow.
On the MSBL team.
So, how long are you here for?
I'm here for 12 weeks total.
Okay.
But I'm leaving on the 2nd, so next Friday is my last day.
Bummer.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, what team are you working on?
I'm working with the MS Build team, which is part of Visual Studio and the VS Core group.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we already met with that team and got in a triage meeting and all that fun stuff. So,
yeah.
Fun team.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about working here as an intern. We've already met some of the interns.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw the video that we did.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fun. we met it down at the flagpole. We should have you down there, too. But what's it like coming in as a college student and working here?
At first, it was really intimidating. Just because it's so different from school, where you're kind of guided at school of what you have to do and what resources you should look at. And you come here, and like from day one, they kind of throw this project at you, and you're supposed to, you know, ramp up really quickly, much faster than you would have to in any other class in school.
Yeah.
So at first it's really intimidating, and it's really kind of odd actually working on a project you know is going to ship to customers, and you know you have to get it right, and you can't be really careless about, you know, your code and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really rewarding, and I think that once you get past the intimidation factor, it's actually a lot of fun, and it's not as intimidating as it first seems.
Yeah. What did school not prepare you for?
Definitely the ramp up. I mean, school's pretty good at teaching you how to code and teaching you, you know, how to go out and learn things on your own. But it definitely doesn't prepare you for that speed, in my opinion, I guess.
Okay.
Where you just, you know, you have to get on track within a week.
Yeah.
And in school, it's not like that so much.
So what languages were you using here?
Here, I've been using C#.
Okay. And did they teach that at school?
They didn't actually teach it.
Okay.
In any of the classes that I took. I did have to use it once in a software engineering class that I took, but that was basically, we had to learn it on our own.
Right. And so did you have any issues with learning a new language? Or you said you already knew it a little bit.
I knew a little bit, and then my manager, Chris, sent me a C# book.
Okay.
While I was still in school, and so I was able to kind of look through that. And, I mean, learning languages isn't that hard just because you have to do it, basically, in school. So.
Yeah. How about security? I've heard from other interns that they didn't get very much security training in school, and they have to come in and learn threat modeling and all sorts of...
I haven't actually had to deal with a lot of multi-threading issues here, and I've taken like operating systems, and so that class kind of taught me a lot about what threats were. Like,
oh, I'm talking about security. I'm sorry. Security, you know, how to build secure systems.
Build secure systems.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of issues where I'm just like, what? Like, my mentor basically was telling me, oh, this isn't secure code or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I didn't quite understand what he was referring to, and I didn't realize, I mean, I know that security is a pretty big deal, and everyone, any place, you know, you go to basically talks about security.
Yeah.
But I haven't really dealt with it that much in my code,
I guess.
But he did point out a couple of things that might be security risks, although in my case, it wouldn't be a security risk. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. You said you had a mentor. Explain. Do all the interns have mentors, or did you find one on your own? Or
all the interns have mentors assigned to you when you first come to Microsoft.
Okay.
And in my case, I actually share an office with my mentor, and he's on vacation for a week, so he's not here. But
got it.
I think.
So do you get to goof off for a week?
Kind of.
What's the best part of being an intern here? What are you going to take back into the rest of your career from here?
The best part of being an intern is, I think it's a very unique experience. Like, it's not like a full-time, I mean, it is a full-time position for, you know, the summer, but it's not like I'm going to be here for, like, the rest of the year. And so they treat the interns a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And not like, I'm not bad, but... Like, you kind of get together with a lot of other interns and share your experience, and
yeah.
I think it's really unique. But
you guys did a lot of fun trips this summer, right?
I actually didn't go on any.
Oh, you didn't?
But
Miss Non-Social here.
No, social somewhere else.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, it's nice because you get like a lot of interns together, and I do have a couple. I have intern friends, and so my friend actually threw a LAN party, and I went to that. And
did you go to the Bill Gates thing?
I did go to the Bill Gates thing.
Tell me about that.
It was really interesting.
I'm jealous because I've never been invited to Bill's house.
It was amazing. Like, to actually meet Bill Gates in person, I think was pretty cool. And he's a really nice guy, very humble, and very interesting to talk to. And so, but not just him, but it was also really, I got to meet some of the VPs for, you know, this division.
Yeah.
And they were all fascinating to talk to. So
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Didn't really eat as much, but has a really nice place.
Yeah.
A little bit too. I think if I were, you know, to live there, I'd probably get lost. But
yeah, I think he does too. But well, cool. Tell me about the stuff you've been working on. What MS Build? What does that do? What where will we see your code?
My code is basically mostly all of it actually is in the non-shipping area so far in Visual Studio.
Okay.
And there is a chance that it will ship with Orcus if, you know, it's good enough or, you know, if it's useful.
Yeah.
But currently I've been working with the dog fooding effort, which we're trying to encourage, you know, other people to convert to MS Build and use MS Build, and we're using MS Build to build MS Build, which is, I still don't quite understand that sometimes.
Yeah.
But my tool is going to be used for developers to auto-generate tasks, and currently what the MS Build is, MS Build uses a lot of tasks that wrap like VC tools, and it's kind of tedious to write those tasks by hand.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just write a bunch of properties, you know, write some execute code, and you're basically done. But it takes a while because you actually have to write it all out. And most of the task code is, some of it's like 1,000 lines, and you know, it takes time for developers to have to do that. And no one really wants to spend their time doing that. That's not the interesting part of, you know, working on MS Build. And so my project for this summer was to create a tool that would auto-generate those tasks for you based on a very simple format. And I chose XML as my design format. So you just write some XML, which is going to be a lot shorter than writing code, and then run my tool on it, and then that's going to generate, you know, C# code or VB code, depending on what language you specify. And then, of course, since all tasks, not all tasks, but a lot of tasks require customization, you can also write a half, like a partial half, that you have your customization code in.
Right.
And then you put you just compile the two together, and you have a task that wraps a tool.
Very cool. Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Very impressive. So how many lines of code did you write, do you think?
Oh, geez. My main task generating code is about 1,300 lines of code, which I need to break up into several classes because 1,300 is a lot for one class. The classes that I generate derive from is about 700, 800 lines. And so those are like two main chunks. And then including tests and everything, I probably wrote at least 7,000 to 8,000 lines of code.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Since you were an intern, how do you think University of Washington compares to other schools in preparing students for a career in software development?
Honestly, like, I'm not sure if the University of Washington, like, actually prepares. Like, not all of their classes are focused, you know, on preparing you for life outside of school.
Right.
But I did take a software engineering class, and I think that class was mostly focused on, like, what industry was going to be like. And I don't know if other schools have this or not, but we have classes that are called capstones that seniors usually take. And it's basically one quarter long, so it's, what, 10 weeks? And you get into a big group, and you come up with a project, and you work on that project. Like, there are no tests, no real studying you have to do, and you just, it's supposed to be in like an industry like environment where you have like a team leader who meets with the management, or, you know, in our case, like the TAs and the professor, and try to kind of report to them on what it's like, and they kind of try to give you feedback on what, because most of the not most of the grad students, but I would say a fair number have actually, you know, had experience in industry. Yeah. And so they try to give you feedback on what you would be like, what it would be like in industry if, you know, you were to work the way you were doing in that case. And so I felt like that kind of actually prepared me a lot.
Wow. So are you a senior then, or?
I am a senior.
You're a senior this year or last year?
I was a senior last year, and I will be a fifth year senior
this coming year. So continue studies.
Yeah.
Well, anything else we should know about the intern program, or
I think it's a great program.
Or the MS Build team, yeah.
Well, I haven't interned anywhere else, so you know, I can't honestly say much about, you know, the intern program here. But I think it's really nice, and I think it is one of the few places that actually lets you work on shipping code. And
Really, is that true?
That's what I heard. I'm not positive, but I have talked to some other interns who were just like, yeah, they just gave me a project to work on. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this team is amazing. Like, they, all the people on it are really nice. I felt very welcome, you know, from day one, and people have been kind of stopping in to see how I was doing, and so that was really nice. And I think the MS Build team has a lot of practices that, you know, may not be practiced outside, like in other teams.
Okay.
And they're very open to trying new things and stuff.
Very cool.
But they, like, I've learned a lot, just a phenomenal amount of stuff in this team. And so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you.
Sharing your intern experience.
Yeah.